All right, very pleased to have ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts on the line with us this morning. Steve, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
Well, the polling is not good for President Trump. He seems to be consistently trailing former Vice President Joe Biden by double digits, and yet we still have 4 months to go until the general election, and if 2020 has taught us anything, that is that a lot can happen in 4 months, right?
That's certainly true, and I think the single biggest variable, Paul, is one that is almost always there in a presidential election. That's, what's the state of the economy going to be in 4 months? As you point out, polls have been lousy for Donald Trump. They've been trending against him consistently now for weeks. People do not like his handling of the pandemic. They do not like his handling of the protests following George Floyd's murder in Minneapolis. They do like his handling of the economy. And that was his plan to run on that. 2-3 months ago, of course, with unemployment low and inflation low, it looked good for him. Now, of course, with the huge spike in unemployment and the slowdown in economic activity as a result of the pandemic, that argument is obviously far less powerful. However, if the economy were to turn around in the next few months, if people start to feel more optimistic, that's the one area where the president has some hope of turning around what has been for the last few months pretty disastrous political climate for him.
Yeah, for sure. How important are the debates between these two presidential candidates going to be?
You know, it's hard to tell, but I think that the most likely is if someone makes a mistake as opposed to convinces voters. You know, I don't think anybody's going to get up there and watch Donald Trump, who has not seen Donald Trump for 3 years, and say, wow, I didn't know he could do that. I didn't know he was for that position. I didn't know he was, that was his argument. I don't see that happening. I think actually the biggest risk is for Biden to play into the Trump narrative that he's, which we're going to hear a lot of in the months ahead, that he's not quite mentally fit for the job. You know, the Biden strategy is pretty clear, and that's to keep him out of sight, to let Trump run against himself, to keep Biden in very limited, restricted, scripted situations. We know that Joe Biden, when he's unscripted and in those kinds of freewheeling situations, can say very damaging things. He's done it many times before. So I think that's the biggest question about the debates. It's not as if you've got two people who were in their mid to late 70s who are very well known. So it's not as if people are going to discover something new about them in the debates. But if one of them makes a mistake, then the debates could matter.
Yeah, for sure. What does the Trump campaign need to do in these next few months? I mean, you talked a little bit about the Biden strategy, and that is basically to stay out of sight until absolutely necessary. Trump certainly wants to have more of these rallies in big arenas. Do you think that we'll see a lot more of that?
Sure, we will. But of course, the one in Tulsa was such a public relations disaster. I mean, the lasting image of that, you know, what Trump wanted those big debates because he wanted this lasting image. He's a showman. He's a very good showman. And he knew that these debates were central to the whole dynamism of his campaign in 2016. And these roaring crowds of highly enthusiastic people, it was contagious. It was exciting. And that's what he wanted to recapture. But the lasting image, of course, of Tulsa are these ocean of empty blue seats, which was exactly the opposite visual message than what he wanted to send. So I think he's desperate to get out there and have those cheering crowds again. But he has a problem that with the pandemic, can he generate those crowds? Are people going to come out and do this? If they come out, are they going to wear masks, which kind of changes the optical message a little bit? But the larger question here is, can he go beyond his base, Paul? And we've talked about this many times, and it's hardly a new question. Mm-hmm. But in the latest New York Times poll, he's at 36%. That's 10% below even the vote he got last time. And I've always believed that the Trump base was just about 36, 37, maybe 38%. And he's down to the hardcore followers. And in the end, Paul, politics is always about addition, not subtraction.
Yeah.
It's about expanding beyond your base. And that's the problem for Trump. You look in Michigan, I looked at it just a few minutes before I called you. All the polls put together, Biden's leading by about 8.2%. Whereas Trump, you know, won Michigan very narrowly. But that's a very significant swing in American politics, a swing of 8%. And those are people who might have voted for Trump the last time, but were not part of the hardcore base. And they're disillusioned. They're disillusioned, I think, primarily, Paul, with his judgment, with his character. And you look at just what happened over the weekend when he retweets a video that included a supporter of his yelling "White Power."
Yeah.
And people look at that and say, "Really? Is that the president I want?" That's his biggest problem.
Yeah, I think you're right. People do vote based on the economy, but there's a lot more at play here as well. It's going to be really interesting to see how these next 4 months play out. We will talk often between now and then. Steve, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Anytime, Paul.